jumping to conclusions, reading into responses. Many of us excel at this sometimes to our own demise. Before you leap to a conclusion, assume nothing. I had a client contact me the other day concerned she had lost an ongoing barter agreement she had with another organization. The deal was that they could attend each other's conferences for no cost or a deeply discounted cost. My client assumed she lost the barter this year when the other organization sent their regrets about attending her conference first. But I advised her to not read into it and offer to send them videos from the sessions and go ahead and ask for her conference registration deal to their conference. It worked. The pitch challenge today: make no assumptions and avoid reading into things that people have not actually said. If the presumed outcome is what you fear, you will find out quickly when you confront the other person. I told my client that just because the other group could not attend her conference may not mean they are reneging on their offer. But if that was the case, it was better to force them into telling her versus her assuming the worst outcome and potentially missing out on their annual conference trade. Turns out the barter was not even in question and it was honored right away. Think about how much you may be missing out on from making assumptions. Perhaps a job opportunity when you assumed that because no one followed up with you, the position was filled. Maybe a long-term relationship when you assume that because your partner hasn't initiated the commitment conversation, that it's off the table. Stop assuming and start asking questions. The worst thing that happens is what you fear will happen. And that's going to happen anyway if you aren't brave enough to speak up and ask.